Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 31 today, verses 1, 2, and 3. Jeremiah 31, verses 1 through 3. It says, "At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you." Now, you've probably, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, heard me say that in the tribulation period, the nation of Israel is going to have to, at the second half, when the Antichrist reveals himself for who he is, they're going to have to run out into the wilderness. Two-thirds are going to be killed, according to prophecy in Zechariah chapter 12, and many are going to run out into the wilderness and be protected for 3.5 years by the Lord as they hide in the wilderness. Look closely again. At that time, words about the end days, declares the Lord, I'll be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I've loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. The nation of Israel is going to run for their lives, and they are going to be protected there. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 21. Jesus, speaking to the Jews, said, "So when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down to take what's in his house. Let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on a Sabbath, for then will be great tribulation such as not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short." Don't miss what Jesus said. He said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, you better run. So guess what? Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 through 27 couldn't have been referring to Antiochus Epiphanes because he'd already stood in the holy place. He was a prefiguring of the Antichrist and a pre-type, but it couldn't have been the fulfillment because Jesus, after Antiochus Epiphanes had already stood in the temple, warned the Jews, when you see it come, it meaning future, the Antichrist is still yet to do what the prophecy is saying he was going to do. But when he does, Jesus said to the Jews, you better get out of Judea and run, run, run. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 17 gives us a clear picture. It says, "Now a war rose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they've conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child," that's Israel, "but the woman who was given 2 wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly from the serpent into the wilderness to the place where she is to be nourished for a time, a times and half a time," that's 2.5 years, sorry, 3.5 years. "The serpent poured water like a river out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with a flood. But the earth came to the help of the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had poured from his mouth. Then the dragon became furious with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea." Folks, don't miss this. At that time, the Lord says, I'll be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. And then he says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. This is all going to happen. It's all coming. What does it mean to us as Christians? Those of us who are in the church age, the love that he has for Israel is ours now, and we should rest in that fact. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He's loved us with an everlasting love as well. But pray for our brothers, the Jews, who are going to go through this and then come to faith. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.